Okay, so the Gemara says, with the two dots in Chav Gimel and Aleph, so Ketari Umasin Masuos Mavin Klonsos, Amr of Yehuda, Arba Mine Arazin Hain. One is the Erez itself, is a cedar. The second is something called Kasrom. Three is Eight Shemen. Okay, and the fourth is Berosh. Kasrom Amr of Adra Deve Rib Shela. Imre Mavliga ve'amila zo gulmish. Okay, so different species. Upliga the Rabba Baravuna, dem Rabba Baravuna, Imre Be'rav, Asara mine arazim heim. Shene emar, as the Pasuk says, in Yeshayahu, etain ba'midbar erez shita hadas et shemen, asim ba'arava brosh tidhar ute ashur yachtav. So that appears to be seven, which the Gemara will note. Yeah, okay. So the Gemara then says, okay, so Erez is Arza, what we call a cedar. Shita is Tornisa, Hadas Asa, what we call a myrtle. Eit Shemen Afarsima, you know, Shemen Afarsima. Brosh is Barta in Aramaic. Tidhar is Shaga. Ta'ashur is Shorivna. Hani Shivahavu. Kiasa Ravdim Yamar Osifoleim. Alonim, Almonim, Almogim. Alonim are Butmi, Almonim are Blute, Almogin are Xisa. Ika de Amri, Aronin are Monim, Almogin are Aronim, and Ari are Aronim, Ika de Amri, Aronim are Monim, Almogim, Aronim are Ari, Armonim are Dulvi, Almugim are Xisa. So again, these are all proper nouns in different kinds of. Arazim. And we'll see what the Nafkamina is. The Tosus brings up the issue. I'll get to Tosus in just a moment. And then the Pasuk which is quoted, again, this is now from the 33rd chapter of Yeshayahu, Ki'im Sham Adir Hashem Lanu Malkom Naharim Ya'orim Rachve Yadayim Baal Telech Bo Ani Shayet V'tzi Adir Lo Ya'avrenu. So V'tzi Adir Lo Yavranu Amarav Zo Burani Gedola. So this is a particular kind of Burani that is very difficult to move. So Hechi Avdu, how do they even extract it? So Maisu Shis Alfe Gavre Betresar Yarchi Shasa, the Amila Tresar Alfe Gavre, 12,000 men, Beshisa Yarchi Shasa, Utanile Chalo, and they take sand, Adashachno, Venochis Bar Amoroi, Vikatar Atuni Dechisna, Bixisa, Vikater lehu bisfinasa. So then, what do they do with the sand? V'natli chadla v'shadu livrai. They throw it out overboard. V'chama demidlaya akara umasya machlif alchad train bikaspa tlas parvasa havan tarte beyarmai v'chada devei parsoi. Well, I'll read Rashi in just a moment to explain what exactly this process was. It's a very fascinating idea. Devei armayim maskin ksisa, devei parsai maskin marginaisa, umikraya parvasa. You'll see this is clearly a Persian word. It sounds this way, dim shemhig. Okay, so basically what Rashi explains, which otherwise would be incomprehensible to us, is that this kind of tree, the only way that it can be uprooted is through a very complex process where they would actually take Chavile Pishtan, take a look at the Rashi of Katar Atune Dechisna. Chavile Pishtan Shein Kashin Linatek. Okay, so you had basically ropes made of flax. Vikoshe Rosho Echad Beshorish Ha'ilan. Virosho Echad Beburni. So basically, you then tie it down to the roots of the tree and you tie the other part to the Sfina Gedola. So it is tremendous torque. Okay, v'shakli, hanach gavrei chalo desvinasa v'shadu lavroi, v'ya'ola mitoch hamayim v'okeres shorashei ha'ilan. So basically what you would do is you would use the torque. Nachi, are you taking physics now? You finish it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how this works. So you take the torque which is generated by the sfina being mafliga bayam, and it's tied, the ropes are tied to the Shorashe Ha'ilan, and as the Sfina goes, it exerts greater and greater force onto the roots of the tree until it is Hofech Uma'akir, the tree, out of the seabed. Okay. Now, this was known process, industrial process that was done. Rashi comments, Maskan Margin Isa, Mikar Kayasayam al Yede Bara Moroi, Mikraya Parvasa Dim Shemhig, again, which sounds like a modern day Persian word, Osa Shal Parsiyam Nikres Namal Shamalucha. So this is the way that it was done. Just one more comment before we get to the two dots. Amar Yochanan Kolomei Torah Benam Lamda Domel LaHadas. We're talking about Hadas and Bamidbar Ikadami Kolomei Torah Malamda Bemakom Shein Tamidei Chachamim Domel LaHadas Bamidbar Dechaviv. Of Amar Yochanan Oylehem Lovdir Kolchavim Shein Lehem Takana Shenemar Tachas Nechoshes Avizav Tachas Abarzel Avichesef Tachas Hoetzim Nechoshes Tachas Avonim Barzel. Batachas Rabbi Kiva v'chaverav, they're irreplaceable, right? Chaval da'avdin lo mishtachin, my mivin roleim omer v'nikesi damam lo nikesi. Okay, so you know, it's just like amazing, the curiosity of the Chachmei HaMasorah. They're so fascinated by all these details about the different kinds of arazim. And it's just, you know, this was triggered by the fact that it says, klonsio shel erez arukin v'kanim v'atei shemen o'erez shel pishtan. When they were using these flammable objects, so, you know, Chazal went on a little tour de force here about all the minei arazim. Okay, so if you take a look over at Tosos for just a moment, arba minei arazim, teva berek lulav agazam rabbi Yehuda sukein and hagas ala ba'arba minim shemululav. Right, this is like the ultimate idea, so we're always talking about the interrelationship between the mitzvah of sukkah, chagas sukkos, tasa l'chashiv asyamin, ba'as b'chamigar n'chamikvech, and dalad minim. So you guys have heard from me the Ramban a million times, or the Rashbam a million times. And all of the, you know, are they two competing themes? Are they part of a singular theme? So, like, this is the ultimate expression of the singular theme theory, right? That you could only make the, you know, the sukkah out of the arba minim shavulu. Parichala mehad machshir Rabbi Yehuda l'schach b'nisarim shel erez, right? She'en b'hem arba alba mishani mai erez hadas. And then Rabba Baravuna asarim minei arozin hin. V'hashla Rabbi Yehuda merav damar arba v'sulo ma'ikolim. Or what are you going to say? You know, if the hadas doesn't make the cut, v'shem ha'chal the inyan mecha chumemker pligia. Well, kulu modu the asar minei arazinhein uvirshalmi. Believe it or not, you know, tricky as this gemara was, chashiv esrin ba'arba. They get up to 24. It's a really interesting point that Balei Tosfos said. But like the inyan mecha chumemker, right? In terms of what's called an eras, so everybody will agree it's the more expansive definition. It could be the inyan sukkah. We'll use a more narrow definition. So you have to know what you're talking about when we talk about, you know, eras. Which area of halacha? Are we talking about nakach lememkar? Are we talking about, you know, for purposes of the dalad minim, etc.? Okay. So shita tornisa, just a very impressive, like these, you know, comments. It says, parakam de vrazar, damar mai it's drubulin, tornisa, lavanu tornisa de hacha, de hahu, ein lo ikar. There, it doesn't have roots. Kedemash mahasam. So it has to have one, by definition, and otherwise it wouldn't be an erez. There, when they refer to the shita, or tornisa rather, it's not a regular erez, it's some kind of... it's some kind of a vegetation that doesn't have proper roots. It doesn't have an ikar. It doesn't have shorashim. Ke'en kuvrisa. The perak amar bikiva perak aisha shiosa da'akulu maisila hahi dechol she'en la ikar. All right, so it's included in those lists of things that actually don't have roots. So here again, you have to know what you're talking about when you're talking about turnisa. Eit shemen afar. Someone v'had ksiv v'yas kruvim atzei shemen. Okay, that's in the context of the bias rishon. V'targamina an o'e tizesa tregavne et shemen defar simon lavid zayisu dechsiv Ezra tzu ha'har v'evu ale zayis v'ale et shemen. So it's not, you know, a zayis. If it were a zayis, we'd call it a zayis. Et shemen is different. Masech t'tamid et zayis pasul l'maracha et shemen kasher. So, and again, et shemen is a form of a cedar. Et zayis is a zayis, is an olive tree. Armonim are dulbi, perish bekuntris, kastainer, bekashver glu, agazel gabe enough, of chofin as rubo, right, that's the anafet savos, parech, ve ema dulba, venen kachazina de lavachihu, mi ohasam nami, perish bekuntris, kastainer. Okay, so in this case, it tells us a little bit of a difficulty because Rashi explains it the same way in both cases, and here Hadas is on the list of the Arazim, and here this seems to be something which is separate. Okay. So my Beis Baltin, what is that location? So Amarav Zo Biram. Okay, so Biram, Tosus points out, is in Eretz Yisrael. There's a line in the Gemara in Achzar Yochsen, can't wait for next year. Miyachse de Pompadisa mi Biram Nazbi. So the Mishpachos and Miyuchasos in Pompadisa would marry individuals from Biram, from Eretz Yisrael. So my Gola, right, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that they were going to be Meir es Kol HaGola. I'm just going to read that line again. Rosh HaRashen v'chen Rosh HaRashlishi me'ayin ha'im asu m'asu es mehar mishcha l'sirtava, sirtava l'grufina, grufina l'chavran, chavran l'beizbaltin, beizbaltin l'ozazim v'shan l'molch mevi malamorid ad shahayroa kol HaGola l'fanav. So what is the Gola? Zu Pumpadisa, which is exactly, you know, how it's used in the Gemara Kiddushin also. My Kemidura Sa'esh, Kol Echad V'Echad Notel Avuka B'yadu V'Ola Rosh Gago. Tanir B'Shem and Elazar, it's like the Yovel, right? It starts in the Bezdin and then everybody does it. It just like rolls outward. So Tanir B'Shem and Elazar Omer, Af, these locations, Chayim V'Chir V'Geder V'Chaber Sehas. Ika Da'amri B'Eni U'Veni Havukaimi, that they're between the locations that are listed in the Mishnah. So Ikadami Lahach Gisa there it's Israel Abukaimi. Marchoshiv the High Gisa, Marchoshiv the High Gisa, that there were two different paths that the Maduros would take from Har HaMoriah out to Babel, because there are two different paths to get to Babel. So, you know, the one that was described in the Mishnah is, you know, sort of one route, and then you could take a different route. So Amr Biochan Bain Kalachas Vachas Shmona Parsa. So Parsa is, how many amos in a parsa? 8,000 amos, right? A parsa is arba mil. Mil is 2,000 amos. 8,000 amos in a parsa. So let's call it 12,000 feet. General, how many feet in a mile?
I'm not sure. Sorry.
Gersa the Ankasa, man. 5,280. Okay, so 5,280 feet in a mile. So, I don't know. A little more than 2 miles. Okay? Yeah. So that is Shmone Parsos would then be, you know, 16 miles plus 17, 18 miles. Okay. So a great distance. Now, Tosus thinks actually, if you look, you know, elsewhere, it seems like the distance was even more. But okay, it didn't take a long time to get there. Like the Gemara in Tainus, it took 2 weeks for people to get back from Aliyah L'Regel to Babel. So Amar Yochanan ben Glach Zvech Shona Parsos Kama Havulu Tlasin V'Tartin. Okay, V'ha Ha'idna Tuva Havu. Right, there are many more. So Amar Abayi Istatume Istatum, that the proper drachim are lost. Lehu drachi d'chsev, this pasuk is in Hosea, Lachain Hineni Sach Estarkech Basirim V'gadarti es gidera unesivo serha lo simtsa. So, well, you will lose the path. Okay? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak mehocha dechsev nesivo sai iva. My path was, you know, made crooked. That's very tragic. So, again, now it requires many more stops. Chatzar gedola haisa b'Yerushalayim u'beis yazek haisa nikrish l'sham kol edim iskansin u'beis din boskin osam u'sudos gedola oslan b'shpil sheyiru regilin lavo. So, you know, I'm sorry to say it, but, you know, this Mishnah is a pretty good makor for the whole idea of, you know, kiddushim. You know, the average person is the average person. And I've said it before, but I'll, you know, say it again, because, you know, it is true. The average person is average, as a mathematical reality. So you can't expect everybody to be an idealist or an altruist. You know, v'ameich kulam tzadikim, we believe that. You know, kefela harimon rakaseich, afilu reikanim shebecham lein mitzvos kerimon. But the fact of the matter is, if you want to keep the people coming, sudos gedolos osin lehem b'shvil sheyirigilin lavo. Malas. Barishon Elohai Uzazi Misham Kol Hayom Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Azakin. You got to keep them coming, so people didn't want to come if they were going to be. It's a halacha. You yotzi chutz l'tchum. You only have dalad amos, so you wouldn't even give 2,000 amos. So you malchin al paim am lechol ruach. V'lo elu bilvad ela af chachma habal yaled a midwife habal hatzel min adleika min ha. Hagayis, min hanar, min hamapolis, harelu kanche yir, v'yishlam apayim l'chol ruach. Tosas points out, hadilo chashilo perakam debetzaga bidvarim shetir sofan mishum tchilasan, right, because again, they came for a good reason, whether it was kiddush hachodesh or, you know, pikuach nefesh, mishum debahachlo kashilo midi. Dimas nisan hi, it's a beferish a mishnah, so nobody challenged halacha, to kolhani dehasan parich tanino mishani, all those other ones, you know, they challenged. So that's why they had to make a list. But everybody agrees to this list. What's interesting, the Bali Atosos quote two different shitos about whether the chaser is chashuva dalad amos. Tosos says, l'fisha yotzi chutz tchumen dalad amos, v'chol chaser chashuva dalad amos. So they would stay in there. That's fine. And what about the city? So Tosos brings two deos as to whether a city needs to be mukefes mechitzos for it to be considered all like dalet amos. The first day in Tosos is yes, then Tosos seems to turn his back on it, and we wish gachin with the chashuv dalet amos af below mechitzos. He has a gemara in Erevin, a couple gemaras in Erevin actually, about that topic. Okay, so Tosos brings two deos on that issue. Okay, so back in the Gemara, so Yibailu base Yazik with an ayin tnan, or base Yazik tnan. So base Yazik tnan, lishna ma'al yehudichsev, ayazkeo vayisak layu. In other words, they were boxed in there, they couldn't leave. Odilma, base Yazik tnan, lishna ditzarahu, kidichsev, hu asur ba'azikim. And literally chavalim. So Rabbi Yitashma, sudos gedolos hayu osin lahem kadesh yu regilin lavo. Doesn't sound like it was a place of too much tsar. It sounds like they were having a good time in there with the kiddush. So Dilma Tarte Havu Avdi Bahu. So maybe it was really both. Maybe they, you know, it was kind of like, you know, being under house arrest, but the house is really nice. You had pretty good conditions in there. Ketzad Bodkinos Oedim. So Zug Sheba Rishon Bodkinos Orishon Umachnisin Es HaGadol Shebehen Vomim Lo Emor Ketzad Reises HaLevana Lifnei Achamo La'achar Achamo Litzvonu L'droma Kamaya Gavoa La'ayna Yenota Chamaya Rochav Yimamar Lifnei Achamo Lo Amar Klum. That's an impossibility. The Gemara will explain. V'achar kachich machnisin es hasheni obod kinosan. Mimtzi devarim mechuvanu neidusan kayemes. All it takes is one, in terms of one kat. V'shar kol azugo sholin oso roshe devarim. Lo shayu tzrichin lahen. Ela kidei shelo yetzu bepachei nefesh. Bishvil shayu regilin lavos. Again, we want to incentivize people to come. You're going to send people home without so much as, you know, a giveaway. You're going to send people home without asking them anything. They're going to say, I'm not going next time. You know, I don't. They don't need me over there. And, you know, obviously very concerned about that. So, Hainu Lifnei Achama, Hainu Litzvona, Hainu L'Achar Chama, Hainu L'Droma. So, isn't it redundant? Rabbi Pigi Masa, the indentation of the moon, Lifnei Achama, L'Achar Achama. Yimar Lifnei Achama, L'Amar Klam, Darbi Yochan, Amai Dechsev, Hamashal, Vafachin, Imo, Sa Shalom, Bim Romav, is a Pasuk in Eov. So you never had a celestial organization where you have the chama here, and then right in front of it, you have the indentation of the levana, which would look like a keshet, right? The pigima, like as if a piece were taken out of it. Velo pigimasa shel keshet, nor when it comes to a rainbow. Pigimasa shel levana, the chal shedaita, because of the old rivalry between the Shemesh and the Areach, Hashnei Amoros HaGdolim, Esamara Katonim HaMishalas Bayom, Esamara Gadolim HaMishalas Balayla, Pigidimasa Shokeshes, Dololemru of the Achama, Giri Kamishadia, that it's shooting arrows. Right? People who were sun worshippers, we didn't want the Pigima, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want the Pigima of the Levana to be in front of the Chama, because people will say the sun is shooting arrows. If you can imagine the, you know, a crescent in front of the sun. Okay, so that would be an impossibility. So he testified to seeing that. We know it wouldn't be true. So, you know, the Tosfos point says something interesting. It says, it takes us back to our B'dikas Chametz days, right? And we'll have another B'dikas Chametz, you know, nostalgia in just a moment. So, Shraga B'tihara, you know, Mayahanya, good memories. Yerushalmi. So it's like a candle in the daytime. V'lo imri Uvdei giri kamishadu. Not to say there weren't people who worshipped the moon. There were plenty of people who worshipped the moon. But the people who worshipped the moon wouldn't have been so impressed if in the daytime, you know, the moon was just behind the pegima, because the moon isn't so powerful during the daytime. So the moon worshippers, you know, it wouldn't have been such an opportunity for them. So Tana Chada Litzvona Dvar Kayam and Drama Lomar Kluma, Tani Ipchal the Drama Dvar Kayam and Tana Lomar Kluma, Kasha Kani Mosacham, Kani Mosagisham. So Rashi Barichos explains why this is the case. Okay, so Ayin Sham. Tana Rabbanan Echad Omer Gavoa Beis Mirdaus, Echad Omer Shloshe Dusan Kayamas. Right, it's like reminiscent of the Gemara in the first parak of Psachim, right? So we talk about the idea of, you know, whether a person is going to make a toast between, you know, let's say 5 and 7, you know, Chatzos Hayom, Sof Chamesh, Tchila Sheva, and the whole thing. So, you know, a mistake of one is acceptable. Echad Omer Shalosh, Echad Omer Chamisha, Idusan B'Tela. Aval Mitztarfin La'Edus Acheres. So Rashi says at least one of them can pair up with somebody who comes later. In other words, we don't say that these witnesses have to go home. Tos is a little bothered by that. Mitztarefes Le'edus. Laman de Omar in Shavuos. So you have two groups of witnesses that are contradicting each other. Okay, that we could, you know, normally just, you know, you'd have to throw out both kitos, but if they would come separately, they could be alive. Not that we're going to pass in the halacha on that basis, but, you know, they could possibly be mitzdari for purposes of mamon. Well, amanda merbahade sadi shakri lamali. You say you have to throw the whole thing out. Hey, achim tzarv in the shume edus afil leedus achodesh. Lachain dachak bechuntres lefarish echem and misarifim acher shiomar kamoso. Somebody else is going to come over edus. We talked about edus, you know, edus is kiddush achodesh. Maybe we'll get rid of the psul korba and it's the ultimate milsa david aligluye over edus. You know, bechad over edus shachodesh zeir. Rabbi v'adiktani edus acheres hanu kolam the misarifim acher. So he's like basically approving of Rashi. Yeah. Okay. So back in the Gemara, so Tana Rabbanan, if they say Reinu b'mayim, Reinu b'ashashis, Reinu b'avim, the clouds, water, ein me'idin alav, not acceptable. Chatzimam, chatzim avim, chatzim ashashis, ein me'idin alav. So Hashem kulo amar lo chatzim ibaya. So what's the shaila? You know, elahachli kamar chatzim mayim, chatzim rakia, chatzim avim, chatzim rakia, chatzim ashashis, chatzim rakia. In me, and that doesn't work either. So Tana Rabbanan, it's really interesting, I think. Re'inuhu, they say we saw it, v'shuv lo re'inu, ein midin alav. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Kolachi chazu l'ba'azu, we have to watch it the whole time. It's like an unbroken chain of custody. They're seeing the moon, you know, from the moment that they saw it, the moment they got into Beis Din. That's absurd. So Amar Abaye, hachi kamar, re'inuhu me'leinu. We weren't even trying. We weren't trying to be like those witnesses. We just saw it. V'shavnu l'roso midatenu. And then we wanted to see it again, very clearly. V'lo re'inuhu, ein me'idin olav. Okay? There is no edus in that case. They just saw it by accident, and then they tried to see it b'chavana, and they didn't see it. So my time, emar kuvusa di'iva ba'alma hu dechazi. They saw some kind of passing, like Rashi says, igul shel avlavan, like a white shadow. Because, you know, where did it go? It's like a little suspect that it disappeared so quickly. So it's really interesting, because it raises the question of whether this Eidah should have to be Bechavana or not. A very fascinating issue. So now there's just like an incredibly impressive Tosos here. It's impressive just in the sense that, well, you'll see. So if you take a look at Tosos of Tani Chad Letzvona Dvar Kayam and Tzukash Lidarish Rabbi Yochanan Le'el Oseh Shalom Mimra Me'olam L'Ras Acham Giyas L'Shalavana Shalavana Lifnei Hachama U'Pegima Salavana B'Chidusha Li'olam Klabi Mizrach U'Bo Roa Hachama Pegimo Seha. So wait, we said isn't that impossible? Oseh Shalom Mimra Mav, that the Chama cannot be behind the Pegima Salavana. So Tosa says, you know, I was wondering about this. So Rabbi Eliyahu Bar Shlomo mi Gorgos, hirani de bishnei galgalim heim. They're on two different axes. Chamu levana v'yecholo liyos ri'iyas halevana lifnei hachama v'levana. He says, no, Chazal, you know what they're talking about. Ri'iyas halavana could be lifnei achama. It could be traveling, so to speak, in the sky, in front of the path of the sun. V'chama eina roa pigimiosa. See if you guys can figure out what's going on here. Shegalgal halavana lemata migalgal achama. Everybody knows that. Who's an astronomer? So, first of all, the curiosity, right? The Bali Tos is saying, like, we just, you know, we have to ask the Bikiyim in the field, the Sovietologists, as I like to say, the generals, or the, you know, it's all based on the Rambam anyway. If, you know, Shosin Dor Amelu, Osino San Al Pirofi Uman, Chaloso Amakom. So, Tosus went to consult, you know, like, how do we work this out? You know, you have the Levana, Mimizracha Shulchama. L'chora, the Pegima Salavana is right in front of it. That would contradict what Rabbi Yochanan said. So, anybody try to figure out what the astronomer explained to Tosfos? Yeah. Nachi, go ahead.
Was it like an eclipse?
Well, not like, it doesn't have to be that fancy, but basically you're talking about different planes. So here, let's say this is Levana, what looks to you like my left hand, my right hand. Okay, so you have this, let me do it this way. So this is the Pegimas HaLevana, right here. Okay, and the Chama is right here. It's moving this way. So that the Gemara said, is an impossibility because of the Chalishas Adas of the Levana. But let's say you have like this. You see that? Levana is lifnei hachama, but the chama is not roe pegimas halavana because it's on a different axis. You got that? How do planes not crash into each other? You know, they have lanes in the sky. So it's moving like this. So the chama, the levana is b'mizracha shel chama, but the chama isn't literally roa the pegima salavana because it's not traveling at the same height. Very pretty cool. Okay, so again, we started out with like intensive botanical. Are there 4 minei arazim? Are there 10 minei arazim? Are there 24? How do we get the biggest ones out of the seabed? And we finished off with like, you know, very intense, you know, astronomical calculations. But that's, you know, kachi darka shel Torah. Chazal were like so curious about everything. Able to figure out so many different things. Oseh shalom bimramav. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu was keeping the peace up there too. So it's all very impressive. Okay, so Mirza Shem will pick it up there on Motzai Shabbos. Like I say, do Motzai Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then we'll take a break through Shavuos. And then, you know, we'll come back and we'll finish the Masechta. Very exciting.